From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies explaining the basic teachings of each of the books in the New Testament as he concludes his study of the brief Epistle of Jude. Written by the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Epistle of Jude is devoted to warning the church about the danger of apostasy. The New Testament church was still in its infancy when various individuals and movements arose who sought either to add to or to subtract from the essential message of the gospel. In those early days, it was groups like the Judaizers and the Gnostics who were the purveyors of error. But the passage of centuries has seen many other apostates rear their ugly heads. Some would deny the truth of God's word. Others seek to add to Christ's finished work on the cross by usurping the Savior's role as sole mediator between God and men. All of the forms of apostasy fail to point sinners to Christ, who alone can save them. Jude's message still sounds a clarion call. Apostasy is to be exposed and resisted in whatever form it may take. In this final portion of the study of Jude, Dr. Cairns declares the necessity of defending the faith once for all delivered unto the saints. On the believer's part, this involves a firm foundation in God's word, earnest prayer, and evangelization of the lost, motivated by the love of Christ. Then, the Lord Himself will defend the faith of the gospel and will ultimately judge apostates at His return. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this overview of the Epistle of Jude under the title, The Abomination of Apostasy. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Night of Weeping, Joyous Day. The text is Psalm 30 and verse 5. For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. A moment under our Father's anger seems very long, and yet it is but a moment after all. If we grieve His Spirit, we cannot look for His smile. But He is a God ready to pardon, and He soon puts aside all remembrance of our faults. When we faint and are ready to die because of His frown, His favor puts new life into us. This verse has another note of the semiquaver kind. Our weeping night soon turns into joyous day. Brevity is the mark of mercy in the hour of the chastisement of believers. The Lord loves not to use the rod on His chosen. He gives a blow or two, and all is over. Yea, and the life and the joy which follow the anger and the weeping more than make amends for the salutary sorrow. Come, my heart. Begin thy hallelujahs. Weep not all through the night, but wipe thine eyes in anticipation of the morning. These tears are dews which mean us as much good as the sunbeams of the morrow. Tears clear the eyes for the sight of God in His grace, and make the vision of His favor more precious. A night of sorrow supplies those shades of the pictures by which the highlights are brought out with distinctness. All is well.
Oh,
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Apostasy has never produced one saint. Apostasy has never built one church. Apostasy has never seen one revival. Well, you ever hear of a revival in a Unitarian church? When? Never. There's no fruit of the Spirit there at all. Then they're called wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Here's the furious shame of apostasy. They're wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. There you have the rebellion and the ruin of apostasy. Now, from all this, it's clear that the virulent enmity of apostasy is focused on the faith, and especially in the sovereign preeminence of God, our Lord. They don't want the master, the ruler. They don't want his preeminence. And that's why they seek to break the bounds that he has set. Have a look at these examples. What was the apostasy of angels? They broke the bounds of the sphere that their Creator had given them. That's apostasy. Is that not happening? I don't want to get into detail in it this morning. But let me tell you, radical feminism is now being accepted in the church, at least in many parts of the church. Radical feminism. And it is a deliberate attempt to break the bounds of the sphere that God has given to men and women in the home and in the church. You can't do that without apostasy. You think of the great effort that's being made to assimilate sodomy into the church. It's just a different lifestyle. You know, one of the great problems dealing with this subject is that in order to turn the hearts of men to see sodomites and sodomy as it really is, you have to practically give up all pretense of decency and speak the language of the gutter. And that is not the job of the Christian pulpit. It's not an alternative lifestyle. Let me tell you, and I say this very, I want to be as delicate as I can, I don't know an animal in all of God's creation whose lifestyle and whose habits are as physically filthy, revolting, and rotten. I'm not talking now even in moral terms. I'm talking just about being physically filthy, revolting, and rotten as the lifestyle of the sodomites. And that's what's now seeking assimilation into Christianity as an acceptable alternative. Breaking the bond of the sphere that God has set is apostasy. Take Sodom and Gomorrah, you'll find the same thing. It's breaking there the bond of morality. There it was sodomy and fornication. There's moral perversion. There is the most wicked form of pornography. And then you've Cain and Balaam and Korah, and they broke the bonds of doctrine. Now, whether it's the sphere or morality or doctrine, this is apostasy. According to Revelation, it's going to get worse. It's being now carried on at the highest levels of denominations, but it's going to get worse, according to Revelation 17. But thank God, it's going to fail. Because Paul says, the foundation of God standeth sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Time is gone, and I'll finish very quickly. The faith defined, the faith denied, and then, thank God, the faith defended. First, by God's people, we are to contend. As I say, no preacher enjoys having to deal with apostasy. It would be lovely if there were no such thing. But that's not the case. That's not the case. I must be honest. I have never enjoyed having to fight in the cause of Christ. I've been in many a battle, many a contention, many a fight. I don't mean fisticuffs. A man of God is not to be a striker. But nonetheless, I've been in many a battle. I can't say I've ever enjoyed having to battle. But nonetheless, we must contend. But let me tell you, there's something more than that. It's not just enough to be out there fighting the apostates. Verse 20 to 23 will tell you how we best do it. This is the answer. To exemplify the gospel's power, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's our security. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Then proceed with sanctification, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Christians who are not going on with God are the greatest. Listen to me. They are the greatest encouragement to apostasy that there is. Christians who are not building up themselves on their most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Christians who are not really engaging in true supplication. Christians who are letting their church prayer meeting become dead. Christians who should be weekly and daily in the place of prayer and they're neglecting it. They are encouraging apostasy. Don't cry that the church goes into apostasy if you neglect the prayer meeting. If you're not praying in the Holy Ghost. Then, steadfastness. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And is persevere by keeping your eyes on the prize. Get your eyes off the immediate and on to the eternal. And then, here's the big one. It comes at the end of these because it's the result of them. When you keep yourselves in the love of God, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost, look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, then you can get into soul winning. And have compassion. And use discrimination. You see, we need discrimination. Not everybody in apostate denominations is personally an apostate. There are some poor sinners in there who need somebody to come and give them the gospel and lead them out and bring them to Christ. There are other Christians in there who don't understand what's going on. They have never been told. They're ignorant of these things. They need to be dealt with tenderly and kindly. And they need to be shown the Word of God. They need to be encouraged to obey the Lord. There are some who are so filthy that you've got to be careful in how you deal with them. And especially in an apostate age, there's very great wisdom here, hating even the garment that's spotted by the flesh. Be very careful. I have known people to go seeking to evangelize the Sodomites only to be turned and perverted into Sodom. I have known people to go to witness to some woman only to be led into adultery. Let's be very careful. We can snatch people out of the fire while making sure that we ourselves will not even touch the garment. That's filthy. It takes discrimination. But let me tell you, when the church is a soul-winning church, soul-winning power, I'm not talking about decisionism. I'm not talking about trumped-up psychological means of getting people to troop up and down the same aisle every week to no effect. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost in the fire of revival fullness that moves with soul-saving effect. That is the greatest antidote to apostasy in any church. A church will never become apostate while God's people are keeping themselves in the love of God, building themselves in their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, looking unto the Lord Jesus and winning souls for Him. Apostasy cannot thrive in that atmosphere. So we must defend the gospel against apostasy. But we can do it with confidence, for God defends it. And ultimately, that's it. The Lord has always judged apostates. The Lord is now judging apostates. If we had eyes to see and minds to understand what is going on in the world today, we would find that many an apostate, whom we think simply disappears, falls ill, whatever, if we had eyes to understand, we would see God putting His hand on apostates. He's still doing it. But the day is coming when He'll stand them before Him. God hates apostasy. And He has reserved apostates, not people, as we have noted, who have come under their influence necessarily, but He has reserved apostates to hell fire forever. Therefore, with confidence, we can take our stand. He says He is able to keep us from falling. So, unto Him that's able to do it, let us give all the glory. And in all our preaching, let's expound His gospel, let's uplift His Son, let's exemplify the power of that gospel, and in all our contending, let's take our stand boldly, unapologetically, for God and His Christ, contending earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father, bless Thy word. Give fruit for the preaching of it. Let not one man, woman, or young person depart this service this morning rejecting Jesus. Lord, save the lost, we pray. And we ask Thee that Thou wilt stir up God's people. These are evil days. Wickedness is in every hand. Apostasy, O God, is more rife and rampant than ever before. O Lord, we confess that there is great confusion abroad. We confess, our God, that we need to know God's Word, to apply God's Word, and in the light of God's Word to evaluate movements and men and their ministry. O God, our Father, give us grace to be faithful. Enable us to exemplify the power of the gospel in our own lives. And God grant that by grace, through faith in Christ, we shall indeed be built up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping ourselves in God's love for us, and all looking unto Jesus for His mercy to life eternal. Lord, answer prayer and be our portion. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.